Good evening. This is Radio Oscillations number 58. Started off with a track which was longer than I thought it was, actually. It's from 1971, Cluster. That's Cluster with a K this time. That particular track's called Eruption 1. We played Eruption 2 about 6 months ago. Basically, well, what it is, I'll read from the sleeve notes of the album. It says here, right, the official Konrad Schnitzler discography lists Eruption released in 1971 under the title Schwarz, catalogue number KS1001, as the first Schnitzler album. In actual fact, Eruption is the third and final album by the group, Cluster, Konrad Schnitzler, Hans Joachim and Adelius, Dieter Moebius, following Klopfzeichen and Cluster 2 aus 3. The lineup printed on the labels have no room for doubt, leave no room for doubt. Unlike the two previous albums, Eruption was not issued by the Schwan Verlag, but by the band on its own. Hence the task of financing the record fell to the participants. Retelius and Moebius, however, were either unable or unwilling to get involved in this risky business. Without further ado, Schnitzler decided to cover the cost of pressing 200 LPs, which he would bring out under his own name. The historical error has now been corrected. Eruption is a Cluster album. And this is a release, as I said before, from 1971. The actual tracks are actually based on a live recording of the band in 1971 at a place called Göttingen, and they took them into the studio and added overdubs to it. Right, what have we got up next, Mr. Fipatronisha?
We've got some Japanese stuff for you now. We're going to put the saucepan on and fry a little bit of fried egg. We'll be right back. Incredible live track from Flyed Egg from their great LP Goodbye. Thoroughly recommended. Not very much information about Flyed Egg. I know for a fact that that particular track was recorded in 1972, and we've got the personnel lineup as well. It consists of Shigeru Narumo, who is responsible for guitar, slide guitar, acoustic guitar, Hammond organ, piano, harpsichord and backing vocals. Hiro Tsunoda, drums, percussion and vocal. Masayoshi Takanaka, bass, vocal, guitar. And George Yanagi, vocals. We decided to play some Japanese kraut rock, as it were, because we're thinking about maybe doing an Eastern Asian broadcast very, very soon.
Just want to interject something here, right? Going back to Cluster that I played a long track before, if you go onto the Red Bull Music Academy, based in Berlin, website, and dig around, doesn't take much digging, you'll find two interviews, fireside chats as they call them actually. One with Manuel Gutching, which is amazing, gives a major insight into how he started working with Klaus Schulze, working with his childhood friend Hartmut Enke, who was the bass player in Ashrar Temple. And also there's another fireside chat both with Dieter Merbius and Joachim Rudeli is talking about their recording together as Cluster, and that gives amazing insight into how they worked way back and how they founded the Zodiac Free Arts Lab in Berlin in 1968. It's just amazing. Go and check it out. Really.
And all the links with Joseph Beuys and people like that, Mick.
Yep, because Joseph Beuys, Konrad Schnitzler, was a student of the art artist Joseph Beuys, and Joseph Beuys's agenda was anyone can be an artist. So Konrad Schnitzler took it another stage, and he said, well, in that case, anyone can be a musician, and that's what he did.
Nice one, Mick. No links with the final tune, which is from Stomo Yamashita, and it's Freedom is Frightening, but it's time for me to say goodnight and take care.
And see you next week for Radio Oscillations number 59. Ta-da. Mm-hmm.